Good to have you here as we continue on. As we continue on the conversation. There's a big push now with all of the conversation about abortion put forth by those on the left. As you look at those on the left and you look at what has transpired as far as abortions up to the moment of birth, some, you know, possibly afterwards, you know. You listen to Governor Klan there from Virginia, and you wonder, you know, what has gone so wildly wrong. Most Americans, pro-choice Americans, do not believe that it is appropriate to abort a child up to the moment of birth. That's right. Pro-choice Americans don't believe. I've talked to numerous Democrats who don't believe that that is appropriate. In fact, several come to mind. And how could it be? My next guest, Genevieve Marnin, Legislative Director for the Michigan Right to Life. Genevieve, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, and I have seen this shift, and I've talked to Democrats who consider themselves to be pro-choice, but they look at this idea of aborting a child up to the moment of birth, and they're like, no, that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking pro-choice. It's a step far too far for even people that are fairly liberal, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's so not mainstream.
And so where are we? You say Michigan residents have a chance to say no to what you refer to as dismemberment abortion. Do explain.
So dismemberment abortion is literally what the term implies, where the abortionist will go in and literally remove arms and legs from a living human being in the womb. They dismember a living child between 13 and 24 weeks gestation. These are fully formed babies. Now, they may or may not be viable outside the womb, but they're perfectly healthy, perfectly normal, perfectly formed babies that are being dismembered while alive. Can you imagine the pain?
No, I find it...
I can't even imagine.
I find it nauseating, the entire concept. And frankly, you know, talking to a woman, it's been a few weeks back now, but my wife and I talking to a woman who said, you know, I'm pro-choice, and then this was explained to her. She goes, well, I don't support that. Well, you do if you vote for these people.
You know, it's really interesting because I think if you really, you know, these polls are so simplistic. Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? Well, if you just phrase it like that, you know, you skew the polls. And when you explain it to people, are you okay with a 20-week baby having its arms and legs ripped off and slowly bleed to death while in its mother's womb? Most people are going to go, no, that's not okay.
No, I'm not okay with that. But, you know, and you make it some people say, well, that's not what happens. That's not abortion. You're making that up, Genevieve. That's not what happens. And yet, it really is.
And yet, the Michigan statistics that come out every year show very clearly that 1,908 babies died in that horrific, barbaric, inhumane way last year in the state of Michigan. That works out to 5 babies a day. Today in the state of Michigan, 5 babies will have their arms and legs ripped off and slowly bleed to death in their mother's womb.
So
and tomorrow and the next day.
What can people do about it?
We are circulating a petition. So the Michigan Constitution allows citizens to initiate legislation, and it requires 8% of the total votes cast for governor, which in this case is 340,000 plus. Which we're saying we need 400,000 signatures on a petition. We send it to our legislators, with a simple majority vote. It becomes law and is not subjected to Governor Whitmer's veto. Governor Whitmer, as everyone knows, has made it very clear how she feels about abortion, including late-term abortion. She's all for it, and she has vowed to veto any pro-life legislation that reaches her desk. So the citizens-initiated legislation bypasses that. So we're asking people to please sign the petition.
And where are you now? This started in very late June, the end of June. You need 400,000 signatures. You've got 6 months to do it. It's September. Where are you?
Unfortunately, I'm in the legislative office in Lansing. I call it my little underground bunker. All the action happens in our Grand Rapids office where they're processing petitions every day. And frankly, I don't even know if we have a total because they just are so busy opening them, processing them. We check every single petition to make sure we don't have invalid signatures on it. So I do know we've sent out over 300,000 blank petitions, which is more than enough. But Sending out blank petitions and receiving them filled in are two different things. They don't equal the same thing. So I know that we're getting them in by the bin fill every day, every day, every day. So I think we're moving. I know the last update I had was we compared to where we were at the same time frame in 2013 when we did this, and we are on par, if not slightly ahead.
So and what happened in 2013? Well. Tell me what happened in 2013.
In 2013, we did the same thing. Governor Snyder vetoed our piece of legislation that would have removed abortion coverage from insurance policies, which we felt was necessary because with Obamacare, we were funding abortion insurance, and we didn't want to do that. So we went around his veto and did the citizens-initiated legislation, and now in the state of Michigan, if you want abortion insurance, you have to buy it with an optional rider. It's not a built-in benefit like it used to be.
So you've succeeded here once.
We've succeeded here four times, actually. This is the fifth time for Right to Life of Michigan. We are the most successful organization in the state with regard to utilizing the citizens-initiated legislation. The first time was in 1987, where we banned Medicaid-funded abortion, then parental consent in 1990, and partial birth abortion in 94, and then finally in 2013, abortion insurance. So we're very successful. We have a lot of partners. We partnered with the Catholic churches, the Michigan Catholic Conference.
You got a lot done. Genevieve, let me ask you this. We only got about 20 seconds.
Sure.
Where can people find out more about Michigan Right to Life?
RTL.org, Right to Life, RTL.org, or our ballot question is MichiganValuesLife.org.
MichiganValuesLife.org. Genevieve, really appreciate you filling us in. I mean, you're 4 for 4. I think you might just make it 5 for 5. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Steve.
There you have it. 52 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.